Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're going to be talking about today some specific things that have been happening into the news. I mean, you've probably been hearing about Warren Buffett, this guy who supposedly is, you know, this big investor and all that. But the reports are right now, Fox News is reporting that this man gave $1.2 billion to an abortion group.
Yeah.
$1.2 billion to an abortion group, which is equivalent, they're saying, to 2.7 million first trimester abortions. In other words, he just did, based on what they're saying, equivalent to one half of the Holocaust in regards to how many Jews were killed in the Holocaust.
Oh my goodness.
2.7 million. Mm. That'd be 6 million.
Yeah.
He just wrote a check for that.
Wow.
As if the Plan B pill wasn't enough. Let's go ahead and it's like, what's going on? You know, what's happening? And there's 7+ billion people on the face of the earth. And some of the things the Lord has shown me that, you know, the devil is not satisfied with abortion. He wants to take more life. Mm-hmm. And God doesn't want this. But understand, if God pulls his hand back, you know, great, you know, death can happen. I mean, you think about that one tsunami that took place in the Indian Ocean. So we'll be talking more about, you know, what is $1.2 billion gift to an abortion group that Fox News is reporting about. And we need to be able to pay attention to that. And I really sense this, you know, when every time God begins to do something powerfully, every time he begins to do something powerfully, it's like the devil knows it and he cranks up his evilness a notch. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about it. Moses was born. The deliverer was born. I mean, he can't even eat solid foods yet. And they were after him. They wanted to kill every child to make sure they got that one. And the question is this. How many deliverers are in this generation that the enemy is trying to get to them? Right? I mean, he tried to get to Moses. All those children died because he wanted to get to Moses. Pharaoh wanted to get to Moses, right?
Right.
And he didn't get to him because God's in control, dude. Anyway, so they put Moses in an ark and put him up the Nile, the river. And then of all the things to happen, the very one who wanted to kill Moses raised Moses. I mean, you think about it. Yeah. I mean, he's trying to kill every child out there to make sure he got Moses and leave it to a teenage daughter. She's going to bring home the he brings home Moses, this child, right? Think about it. Is that not, this is how in control God is. You think the enemy is going to win. God's going to use the enemy to raise the deliverer up. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about that. Mm-hmm. And so this is horrific what's taking place, this murdering of the children and just genocide taking place across the land. It is horrific. But I want to encourage you in the context of it that God's plan's not being thwarted. The plans of God, God has a plan, and he's unfolding it minute by minute, day by day. And so here's Pharaoh wanting to kill every single child out there, trying to get, well, I don't know, 2 years old and under maybe he was, and to destroy a potential deliverer out there. And didn't do it. As a matter of fact, God had him raise Moses. And eventually Moses, once he got to a certain point, he realized, I don't belong here. I'm not part of this family. I sure hope I was adopted. You know, and he just couldn't live there. I mean, all of us, because who he was, God created him in such a way that who he was, he just didn't fit there. And you're probably thinking quite often, because everybody's going to tell you you belong there, but you know you don't fit. And thank God he went with what was inside of him, because he just started, you know, exercising that. And his first attempt's okay, granted. There was a couple funerals, but, you know, he had to bury his work in the sand and run for his life. But God was raising him up to be a deliverer. He was a friend of God. This man who was boy, this child who was raised by the enemy of God is a friend of God. Think about that, because this is a person that God talked with face to face. Isn't that powerful?
Yeah.
That's just powerful. And this is the one, you know, Charlton Heston is not Moses, but if you look at that movie, you realize this is God speaking to Think of it. It's powerful, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's like, but he first was a child that everything was against. As a matter of fact, everybody around him died. You quite often, some people say, well, you must not have a call on your life because people around you suffer tragedy. And Moses, if he could talk at the point, he's probably saying, they're just trying to get to me. I got a call on my life. And God's not going to let them get to me. And if you're hanging out with people with a call in their life, you better get right with God. Open doors, empty houses, right?
That's right.
And so here he is. You know, so the enemy of God who tried to kill God's deliverer ended up raising God's deliverer, Moses, in his own household. Moses didn't belong there, but he was raised there. And eventually he left there and became what God wanted him to become, to the point that, man, he was used by God to come back to the very one who raised him up and say, you know, you're going to have to let God's people go. You're just going to have to let him go. I mean, think about that. Can you imagine the feelings? Like, I raised you. I put food on your table. You know, I, that's right. But if the truth is, like, no, you actually tried to kill me, but you couldn't do it. And God showed himself off and said, okay, I'm going to have you raise him now. Since you couldn't kill the deliverer, I'm going to have you raise him. Woo, that excites me. That excites you. But think about it. You know, you're thinking that couldn't be working out because those people hate God, but that child and that family could be the deliverer of the next generation. And you think about this. I mean, so what happened was, when this deliverer was being birthed into the world, the enemy kicked in, second heaven, darkness, Satan kicked in through folks and began to try to destroy the deliverer. And you can think, this is terrible. All this abortion, all this death and everything. You're right. It is horrific. But it means deliverance is on its way. It means Satan knows his days are numbered. And it makes me think of this. I remember reading about when Jesus was born and the Magi's coming in. And they're hearing from God, and they know they're following the star, and they're going to where this Jesus is, and they stop and they talk to, which king is that? King Herod. And Herod goes, oh my goodness, I got to let them think that I'm really into this. You know, just let me know when you find out where he is, come back and tell me so I can worship him.
Yeah.
Let's just come to pray together. You know, can I pray with one eye open?
Yeah, right.
I mean, he said, I want to go worship him. Of course, God knew his heart. And so what happened was, they found him and they found Jesus, and they laid down the frankincense, gold, and myrrh and all that. But God spoke to them right then. He said, listen, don't go back to Herod. Go back a different way. And when Herod found this out, that it truly a deliverer has been born, he went around just like they did in the days of Moses. And they're going to try to kill every boy, child, 2 years old and under, I believe. And all of a sudden, there was just great death everywhere. There was just an increase of tragedy and bloodshed, innocent bloodshed, aborted babies everywhere. Just, what's he trying to do? Understand this. It's horrific. But what he was trying to do was stop the salvation of mankind. What Satan was trying to do was stop the deliverance of God's people. He was trying to stop your salvation. But just like in the days of Moses, when the enemy raised, think about it, that Jesus didn't get touched because he's the Son of God. He listened. Mary and Joseph listened to God. They went to different places knowing, you know, where to go, and he would tell them, they're after you. And by following the voice of God, and that's why you've got to hear the voice of God, because even Jesus's parents had to follow the voice of God to make sure Jesus didn't get killed. And you're acting like you don't have to hear God's voice.
Come on.
You're making up your own plans and stuff. It's like, that's why it's going on. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, so here it was. Great things was on the precipice. Everything's about to happen. But back up and take a look at it. There's blood everywhere. There's funeral after funeral after funeral of innocent children. I mean, your two-year-old child, this is before they're a teenager and you don't have any negative feelings at all. I mean, you're really feeling all this great emotion towards you love your kid. Come on. You know what I'm saying? It's like, bam. And so everybody's just, Rachel's crying out, like he says, but she can't be comforted. Jacob is just crying. The pain is, oh my goodness. But you know what? They didn't kill Jesus as a child. They didn't get to why. So look, it was terrible what was going on. Listen, well, I was telling you about that. It's because Warren Buffett just wrote a check, according to Fox News, he wrote a check for $1.2 billion to be able to kill children, according to Fox News, to give it to an abortion group. And the reports are that with this $1.2 billion, he donated more than $1.2 billion to abortion organizations from, excuse me, from 2001 to 2012 is when he did it. And that equals, he's paid for approximately 2.7 million first trimester killings of children. Mm. But the truth is, what, 50 plus million children have been knowingly aborted since 1973. And we got some great news we're going to talk to you about, that there has been a curse on the land since 1973.
Right.
And that 40-year curse was broken in January of 2013. And I can't wait to be able to share that with you, which it was a curse where there's no signs, wonders, or miracles, but they're being loosened. It's about to happen in a big way, and we're going to be talking to you more about that in the coming programs. But understand that this is what this means, that our deliverance is soon to come. But the problem is, we got to be able to look through all the pain and the agony and the destruction and not get so darkened and so depressed and so feeling hopeless that we miss, like many of the Jews miss, that the deliverer was going to be walking down the streets in 30 years. Mm-hmm. And they weren't even going to recognize him. And they weren't going to understand that if you would have paid attention during all that bloodshed, you got so distracted by all the bloodshed and all the twisted politics of King Herod, who was eaten by worms because he took credit for everything, that you missed the point. At that time, the Son of God was born. And for 30 years, from the time he was born to that day, he was going to begin to walk on the streets of Jerusalem. God is. And you're going to be able to see him. John the Baptist is going to recognize him, identify him, and baptize him. And God is going to be made known through his Son. But you can miss it. You can get so caught up in the tragedies and all these different things instead of saying, you know what? God's doing something, and the devil knows it. And that's why he's cranking up the evilness and the darkness and death of potential deliverers. But God's not going to let his plans be thwarted. All the strength of man cannot, all the wisdom of man cannot stop the plans of God. Understand that this is evil, but look through the evil. Keep your faith and realize, dear God, where's Moses? You know, where is Jesus in this? What are you about to do, God? I'm ready. I know a deliverer is coming for this generation. And right now, it's void of leadership in the world. There's a huge void of leadership, Chuck Pierce says, out of Zion Ministries, out of Corinth, Texas. And that's why the world is that way, because the church is that way. But I believe good, godly leadership is about to raise up, and deliverers are going to raise up and be able to bring God's folks into this next generation and deliver the truth of God, this next generation, with the power of God manifesting, which confirms the presence of God in our Lord Jesus Christ. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.